And now this is a dictation for Valerie, V as in Victor, A-L-E-R-I-E, Stahl, S-T-A-H-L, January 1853, addresses a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kastening, K-A-S-T-E-N-I-N-G, P-A-C, 842-1110. Dear Mr. Kastening, follow up for Valerie with prior minor kidney abnormalities. Last visit in September, no hospital visits, overweight, edema on compressing statics, stockings, supposed to do salt fluid restriction, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no gross incontinence, minor nocturia, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no claudication symptoms, denied chest pain, palpitation or syncope, no increased dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, review system otherwise is negative, medications on lisinopril nor VAS, cholesterol treatment, today blood pressure 130 over 70, weight 263, respiratory cardiovascular normal, obesity, no ascites, tendon and muscles, I don't see major edema or focal deficit, next paragraph, chemistries, from February, creatinine 1, no albumin in the urine, electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, minor increase of PTH 69, iron saturation in the low side, but ferritin acceptable, no monoclonal protein, hemoglobin close to normal, normal white blood cell platelet. Prior kidney ultrasound without obstruction. Technically, they could not visualize the renal arteries. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Prior baseline 0.8, 0.9, no evidence of progression, and if anything, stabilizing or improving, no activity in the urine, no obstruction, no reported urinary retention, blood pressure well controlled, tolerating lisinopril among others, other chemistries are within normal range, mild degree of secondary hyperparathyroidism, chemistries in 6 months, follow up in that time. End of dictation.